Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrock on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, good to have you with us on this Tuesday, 28th of June. Sports Daily, Albrock and Hurdle, Max Power in, running the show today. Good always to have Max in. 869-1240, feel free to join the show at your convenience. Brett Yormack, COO of Jay-Z's Roc Nation. Very little relative experience on the college sports level, much more on the professional level, mainly through licensing and things of that nature, is being widely reported as the target for the Big 12's new job as commissioner. Sports Illustrated, The Athletic, ESPN, all reporting it. So I got to be honest with you, Jacob, don't know much about Brett Yormack other than as the COO of Jay-Z's Roc Nation. It feels like it's a little bit outside of the box, and I'm kind of intrigued by that, I guess.
I am too. You sent me that this morning, and I hadn't seen that. I had to look up who it was. No idea. Right. Never heard the name before.
Me either.
And I look it up, and I was like, you know, it's an interesting idea because they're so involved in the media landscape.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Big 12 can do to get creative and absorb some of the blow of losing Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the teams that they have brought in from a competitive standpoint are really good. And I think the league is going to be fun to watch. But you don't have the base you had just as far as, you know, numbers and dollars that you had before. And they're in Texas and Oklahoma are irreplaceable in that regard. They're two of the top five, I think. Texas is number one. I think Oklahoma is number five or something at last check. So you're never going to replace that. So what can you do to try to get that value back? And that's why this idea might make some sense, right? Like, You can perhaps come up with something. We've all wondered how NIL would play out and if there would be guidance from conference to conference. Like, would there be, you know, differences from conference to conference? And when you talk about branding and opportunities for these young people, getting involved with a company that's done that for a living at the highest level,
that's kind
makes
of
some
intriguing.
Sense, right?
Doesn't it?
Like,
I agree.
There may not be the experience in organizing the conference basketball tournament, but there's going to be experience in how can we be the premier place for young people to come compete across the board. What can we do? Because ultimately, if you've got the best players coming in, you're going to draw more eyes to you as a league. And if that's the way the Big 12 is choosing to attack this, I got to tell you, for a league that has felt like it's behind the eight ball all the time,
it's a pretty progressive move that could make some sense. Very progressive.
Now, I agree. It could also not work out. I mean, I suppose. I don't know how much risk there is because I think there's enough people there that sort of know the routine of it that could help guide. But the new, fresh ideas coming in could take the league to a good place and a better place and in a place that you know, maybe we're not even realizing it can go. Because I'll tell you right now, you don't think young people are going to be like, dang, Rock Nation, that's cool. Of course they are.
Right.
I mean, even now, I don't know if Rock Nation would have any tie to this. It's just this guy's work experience, right? But at least it provides some opportunity there for some collaboration, which could only be a good thing. I like it. I, you know, we're evaluating a job that's pretty tricky to evaluate anyway. But as far as the idea of it, I'm in on the idea of it.
But if you are redeveloping the traditional model of a commissioner of a league, why, and we are in the most transformative time, maybe in the history of college athletics, why wouldn't you think the way that apparently the Big 12 is thinking and try to connect with a person that can be on the cutting edge, the leading edge of licensing, NIL, all of the things that go into this new age of college sports. The guy obviously has been a highly respected confidant in both the sports branch of Rock Nation, Barkley Sports, and all of the things that they've done. He's basically been a New York City kind of guy, but he's got a wide range of experience that seems, with for lack of a better description, seems very new age at a time when college sports is new age. I don't know if it's going to work out, but it certainly seems like it's worth a shot at this particular point, because you're going to need some creative direction moving forward because there's no script to follow. We don't know. The one thing that we know is there's
exactly.
going to be, we know that there's going to be a lot of money on the table when media rights are shuffled in 2025. That's what we know.
Well,
we know that.
The elephant in the room is there as much money on the table mm-hmm. when it comes to the Big 12? Because
right.
I can't imagine that there are. There are as many dollars. I just don't think that there will be. But I also, like, it's the wild unknown. Like, who knows? Because let's see. It's not going to be as valuable without Texas and Oklahoma. However,
sure.
has the overall value just in general gone up
exactly.
enough that there
right.
could be more dollars? That's what we don't know, right? Nobody knows that. Because those negotiations, we just haven't seen one in a while. So we don't know what the baseline is right now.
Well, but the projected payout, the payout for the 21-22 athletic year in the Big 12 amounts to $42.6 million, about a 20% increase over the COVID-impacted year, obviously, of 2020-21. There is, at least in some camps, speculation that those rights could be worth upwards of $50 million a year, or the payout, rather, not the rights, the payout to every team, every program in the Big 12 could reach $50 million by the year 2025. So is that a starting place? Do you hope that you can maintain that? Is the Big 12, which I think right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Jacob, I think it's third overall in the pecking order of money to institutions. Can they stay there? Do they slip? I don't know. I think if they're at least in the ballpark to where they are right now, they're probably going to be in pretty good shape if they can weather the hit of Texas and Oklahoma and what it means by losing the two highest profiled tenants that the conference has ever had, without question, then that's a win. A big win. I don't know how that's going to play out because I don't know how this thing's going to look. Now, I know this. The Big Ten and the SEC and to a large degree the ACC are all in pretty good shape. The two that you're wondering about are the two that I think are probably, as time goes on, going to be tied together. The Big 12 and the Pac-12. So, interesting times, which leads me now to Bob Bowlesby, who came on board in 2012, dealing with the defections of Nebraska, Mizzou, Colorado, and A&M, adding TCU and West Virginia, really weathering the storm, putting the Big 12 in a pretty good position, it seemed like to me. But the thing that I think I'll always remember about Bob Bowlesby, and maybe this is unfair, is that I thought he was surprised by OU and Texas. Never saw it coming, well, didn't have enough feeling of it coming down the track. But give him credit for pivoting and doing what he had to do to leave this thing in as good a place as he possibly could by bringing in BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. I think that Bob Bowlesby is getting out before the very brave new world of college sports is upon us. Anyway, that's my thoughts. What will we remember about Bob Bowlesby in your mind, Jacob?
He let Texas and Oklahoma slip away.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what...
That's the big one. Yep.
I don't know. That's very likely unfair. But you can't let that happen. And fair or unfair, you can't let that happen. I mean, that's the value. So, again, it's probably unfair because they may have done that no matter what. But there wasn't enough of an effort. And not all Big 12 fans are going to agree with me on this, by the way. They would say, good to see him go. Like, if that's the way they're going to go.
Yeah, but
like,
that's the jilted, you, right? that's the jilted lover.
I know.
That's a ridiculous reaction.
Just from a business sense, you cannot let them go. So if there has to be a bigger cut for them negotiated out or, you know, whatever it is, you got to make it happen because they were the straw that stirred the drink. Look, we saw it when they left and everyone thought all these conferences were going to come clamoring for Big 12 teams and they didn't, right?
Right.
There wasn't really a spot for the rest of the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 did a nice job to rebound and get some really good teams in there and, you know, strengthen themselves again. But at the top of it, you cannot let Texas and Oklahoma leave. I mean, that's the foundation of your conference. Love it or hate it, it is. And then after that, in my opinion, every call should have been about merging leagues. Mm-hmm. Even if that league is merging the American, like merge something. Get so big,
get big
that you can create value to try to offset that and prevent that from happening again. Because if you think at this point that there is any team in the Big 12 that would stay based on loyalty, I think you're crazy. If the SEC or the Big 10 or whomever came calling and said, hey, we want you in on our deal. You get the same rights and money as the other teams in our league. They ain't staying. Because of the Power Five, the Big 12 is, to me, by far on the weakest footing right now. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity to not be on that is to get bigger, right? Become bigger and stronger through numbers. Call the Asian, call the American, call the Mountain West. And they did that, right? And we were told they didn't get some of the teams, or the American did. Whatever it is, like, who's got TV value? We want you. We're going to make a 20-team league here. You know, whatever it is.
Right.
16 teams. You got to get bigger. And they did a little bit, but they did it after they lost the two biggest fish, two of the biggest fish in college football. Absolutely the foundation of your conference. You can love it or hate it, but it is what it is. And that's gone. That's just from a dollars and cents. Competitively, I think the Big 12's done a really nice job. I think that it's going to continue to do a nice job. And Bob Bowlsby did plenty of good things, but that being at the end is going to hurt his legacy for sure.
No question. What would the Big 12 have looked like if there had been enough progressive thought in expanding with Oklahoma and Texas still in it and these four that have been brought in? Like, what if 3 or 4 years down the line, and maybe that would have never worked because OU and Texas didn't want to share in the profits. And by the way, Texas has never been a great partner anyway with the Big 12, at least financially. Now, the Big 12 has reaped the rewards of Texas financially, so the partnership in that regard has been great. But from a standpoint of doing everything that they could for the Big 12, the Longhorn Network got in the way of that right from the get-go and really never allowed the Big 12 to develop a network of their own. And to this day, even though the Pac-12 network has been fraught with all kinds of financial shortfalls and this, that, and the other thing, it's still functioning. The only major conference in college sports without a network is the Big 12. And that's a glaring deficiency in this day and age. Everybody else has got it. Everybody else has got that umbrella and that fallback. So I've never understood why that hasn't been developed. Even to this day, don't understand it. But
do you think you think Turner would get involved?
Think about
what Turner has
pull
with, you know, because they could utilize True TV like they do for the NCAA tournament. So that gives you TBS, TNT, True TV, all of those things. You know, that gives you three, and I don't know what else they have that you could rotate games for football. But what you don't have in that scenario, and that's what I don't know, is what, you know, do you have a streaming platform then to kick to like ESPN Plus? Can you fit every game into those three networks? Like, how would that part of it work? Is there some combination that could happen? But that's why getting somebody with an outsider's perspective is probably a good idea. Like, what network wants to delve into college football in a big way? Because it's, you know, it's still big time college football, right? Who wants into that world where we know we're getting on a national audience, national TV, at least X amount of times a week? We also need to be able to provide, you know, a platform for everybody to see all the games if it can't be on broadcast television. I just wonder, like, what entity exists out there that might be interested in getting in the game that we haven't thought about before? And is that the road the Big 12 needs to take?
Well, Turner would make the best sense because they've continued to up the ante into they do an unbelievable job in the NBA. I thought they did a fantastic job this year with the NHL. They've got the mechanisms in place, and they've increased their footprint to a much more national. Back in the day, they did, and I'd have to go back and see how long ago, but I think I remember watching Brett Favre in the mornings at Southern Miss playing on TBS, TNT. I can't remember who had it. But it seemed like they were involved in college football for just like about a minute or two. And but why wouldn't Turner be interested in potentially being, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what their business model is. They do an unbelievable job with basketball. And I still think that the best, the best programming in professional sports for me is the studio show on the NBA. And they do it. So why not? Yeah, I don't know. Look,
for that matter, why don't you just make the studio show the same crew? Who doesn't want to hear Shaq and Chuck talk about football?
Are you telling me?
Just put them out there.
One of the coolest, just run them back. One of the coolest moments in the Stanley Cup final was when Barkley showed up on at one of the games down in Tampa. And here's Charles Barkley all of a sudden showing up on, you know, in between periods with... So Charles Barkley matched with Chelios and Messier, and it worked because it's Charles Barkley. It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Lots of options out there, lots of ways to think about it. A tip of the hat to Bob Boolsby on his way out. Brett Yormack, don't know much about you, but I'm intrigued. I am intrigued. Very pivotal time for the Big 12. All right, we'll be back in a minute. A few other things to get to. Got a little OTD coming up later on today. Sports Daily on a Tuesday. Max Power in charge. Back in a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is 97.5 in 1240 KFH.
Jacob, I was doing some reading yesterday. Of course, my reading when I'm working is all on the run. But did you know the Yankees hit 123 in the series against the Astros and still split 123 against the Astros and still split 2-2. So that got me to reading some more things. And I come to find this out. This is my daily gag reflex for you, bringing up the Yankees, which I'm not sure. It's like self-flogging that I do this because I hate the Yankees so much. Wednesday, the Yankees trailed by three. This is last Wednesday. Yankees trailed by three at Tampa Bay, rallied to win. Thursday, the Yankees trailed by three against Houston, rallied to win. Sunday, Yankees trailed by three to Houston, rallied to win. And yesterday, the Yankees trailed by four to Oakland, and yes, rallied to win. Okay, just pointing it out.
Jerks.
Yeah, sickening. Absolutely sickening. I remember looking at the score last night thinking, okay, this is good. No, Yankees rally to win. What is it with ex-football players in particular, athletes maybe in general, now going to the ring? Wouldn't there be a better place for Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell to meet than inside a boxing ring?
You know, I've heard some hate on this, but I'll be honest. Like, I'm kind of interested in Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell in a boxing ring.
Like, why? Like, just.
Let me define level of interest.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me define level of interest. I'm not gonna tune in and watch it. I don't think I would have to be in like a, you know, in a circumstance where I was, you know, having beers with buddies or something and be like, oh, let's flip that on. I wouldn't pay for it. I think sometimes, yes, I would be interested to see Adrian Peterson, who is as much of a physical specimen as we've ever seen in the sport, put on some boxing gloves and see what he's got. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Look, I don't know what kind of boxing background he has. I don't know if it's been a part of his life growing up. I don't know if it's just a great athlete. And he's got some issues in his past. I'm not ignorant to those either. I mean, that's the only thing that's a little strange. But some issues with violence, I mean. But from a sporting perspective, I'm always interested to see great athletes box. Like, I'm more interested to see them box than like in an MMA setting where it feels just more like how good of a, you know, just a fighter are you. There's enough sport in boxing to see two high-level athletes. And I believe Le'Veon Bell has a fairly rich boxing background. And don't quote me on
that.
But I think I heard that. I think I heard that. I've got just marginal interest. I didn't have a problem with Chad Ochocinco doing it or Frank Gore, even though he got knocked out. I don't have a problem with guys mixing it up like that. Would you have a problem if Adrian Peterson wanted to go, you know, if somebody gave him a shot in, you know, some minor league baseball organization somewhere? I think it could be fun.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me that they choose boxing, which is about as hard to train for.
That's what interests
imagine.
Me though.
God.
That's what interests, because wouldn't you, as much of a great athlete as we think of both of those guys, but especially Adrian Peterson, wouldn't you add it to his athletic prowess and in the way that you would put him if he got in and was all of a sudden like really impressive as a boxer?
I guess so, yeah. I mean,
because I think I would. Yeah. Look, there's a decent chance he gets out there and gets smoked, right? If Le'Veon Bell really does have a boxing background and just takes him to task. I mean, okay. I don't think that makes me think of Adrian Peterson less as a football player.
Right. Because there's a big difference between being able to box and being able to punch. Now,
totally.
Punchers sometimes, you know, they hit you once and maybe you don't get up again, right? But boxers.
Yeah, but the chances of landing one of those kinds of punches in a setting where they're low. right? They're not high that right. he can just come in and get a clean shot in. But I think, you know, what injury was it? The ACL that he came back at just like an absurdly quick amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
There are things with his athletic prowess that, yeah, I could see it. Like I could see some innate stamina that works to his advantage. And I don't know. I guess I'm more interested than the masses who have been sort of making fun of it. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's up to them. And just like it's up to those complaining about it to determine whether or not they'd subsidize.
Again, I'm not going to go find it.
Who cares? No. No, if it landed in my lap, would I give it a look? Yeah, probably.
Sure.
No, I wouldn't search it out.
Look, let me say this, though. I'm not going to search it out, and I'm not going to find it either. But there ain't a football fan on the planet that's being honest with themselves. If they were sitting around and accidentally stumbled into that, that wouldn't stop and watch it.
Yeah, I think you're probably
going to get up and leave the room if you accidentally fell into Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell in a boxing match? No, you're going to stop. You're going to watch it. Just like every, you know, you're thumbing through Twitter and you see some random fight video. Like, you kind of stop and then you're like, why did I watch that? That was dumb. But you do. I mean, it's there. We're cavemen in a lot of ways, aren't we?
No, you're right. Absolutely. There's kind of a weird fascination about those types of things, and I totally get it. But, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, in a three-round boxing exhibition that I'm told won't count towards their professional aspirations if either one of them at the age of what? I think Adrian Peterson's 37. So, we'll see. But it seems to be a trend. It's like all of a sudden now, you know, former athletes, particularly football players, are ending up in the ring. I'm trying
They're
to think
for
of
an
someone.
Outlet.
It is, but I'm trying to think
you've
of someone
been,
who would
you've
be
been
really good at.
Asked to be wired. You've been asked to be wired a certain way.
Oh, God.
I mean, to just, like, turn that off is hard for me to imagine. Somebody that was really good at it, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
We know Gore got knocked out. Chad Ochocinco wasn't bad, right? He hung for a minute.
Right? Yeah. And isn't it interesting that none of these guys are trying MMA? Now, MMA is a more, am I saying this right? Is it a more complex skill set?
Yes, and more violent,
I think,
and more,
right. Yeah.
In a lot of ways, dangerous. Because in a boxing match, again, if you can get knocked out for sure, right? Like we've seen that happen, and that can be dangerous. But at least you're wearing gloves, right? Like the way we see some MMA fights go, because a puncher, I mean. A lot of the time, a puncher isn't even a puncher until somebody's already on the ground, right? Like, it's being able to, I don't know. Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
You're right. That's interesting. Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm just going to say this, and I've talked about this before. For about 3 years, that's how I trained. I trained for boxing, not with the idea of doing it. It was my workout. I mean, it was like, okay, I'm done doing this. I'm not going to go into the weight room solely anymore. I need more aerobic work. And I set forth for about 3 years doing boxing training. Jacob, I've never been so at the start of it. For someone who was in relatively good shape for just dudes on the street, right? Nothing special, but in relatively decent shape. I've never been in more discomfort trying to catch your breath than early training for boxing. It was unbelievably hard. And I will challenge anybody to go in there and work 3 minutes on a heavy bag and see how you feel.
No.
I mean, it is, it's unbelievable how hard it is to stay in motion and move and hit a, just a heavy bag, not a heavy bag that's hitting back. Just hit a heavy bag and move. Hit throw combinations, move. Combinations, move. And try that for 3 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Now, got to the point where
Bruce, I don't try to hide my my lack of physical, you know, prowess at this current stage of my life. You're in much better shape than I am. You're in much better shape than I am and probably have been your whole life.
It's been a compulsion for all my life. It has been.
Right. No, I get it. You know, priorities are a little different. I'm sore, Bruce. My butt cheeks are sore from bowling last weekend. Still, four days later.
I can't bowl.
I can't even imagine doing what you just described. If I just tried to do what you just described, I'd be out for a week.
I think most would. I was. It was purely will that made me do it, just because I said, okay, how long is it going to take for me to get to the other side? When you're trying something like that, that is totally new to you and is testing things in your body that you've never asked it to do before, it's a test to see, when can I get to a point where I can be a little more comfortable with the workout, where I can start working on some of the intricacies of doing things the right way? And the answer was, it was about a month. It took me about a month to get to that point where every day there was that kind of accelerated heart rate where you can't catch your breath, which is about, for me, the most uncomfortable feeling that you can have in a workout, when it's like you're in the middle of the workout and you've got to make a decision. Do I step out of this right now to kind of collect myself, or do I just kind of push through it, hoping I can find another gear? Oh, that's a bad feeling. The only other time that I can tell you that I felt that way was doing stadium steps. Which was another moment of what in the hell am I doing here?
No.
Why am I doing this?
No. I know I need to exercise. I just need to find the exercise that I don't despise with every fiber of my being.
Well, I got it for you. As long as you can work some degree of weights into it, get out and walk. And make your goal to be 12 to 15,000 steps a day at a good pace. You'll be surprised.
I need to get the watch thing, right? Because I do love to just walk around the neighborhood.
Yep.
Maybe I just get the watch thing. I don't know how many steps I take in a day.
Well, your average...
When I'm sitting on my rear right now.
Well, I hear you. I mean, if you have a dog, that helps. But... But you'll be surprised how many steps that you can really get. 10,000 is like no big deal. You will get 10,000 in a regular day if you are conscious of getting up and moving. I'll tell you one thing that the Fitbit does, or an Apple Watch, or whatever the case may be, it makes you think about it, which is half the battle.
Yeah, which is what I need.
You know what I mean?
I'm not at a stage of my life where I'm going to win a swimsuit competition, and I'm totally at peace with that.
Me either.
Yeah, you know, I just don't want to have a heart attack. I don't want to have. You know what I mean?
Key.
Like that's my level of fitness. Yeah.
I'm just about. You know, I mean, I'm close to being done with all of this stuff, but I want to have another 10, 15 years of. Damn it! I want to get out and explore and be able to do things. So you want that element of fitness in your life? It's important. For me, I think it's important for everybody. I really do. Time to get to a little On This Day in Sports. Happened on this day, June 28th, throughout the world of sports. 1907. Go back a little ways for this one. Then catcher Branch Rickey allows 13 runners to steal bases in one game. In other words, Branch Rickey, decent player, probably not a great catch and thrower, but ends up being a great executive some 40 years later, breaking the color barrier by bringing in Jackie Robinson to the Brooklyn Dodgers. But on this day, bore the indignity of allowing 13 runners to steal bases in a game. 1919, Carl Mays, who was a really good pitcher for the Boston Red Sox in a time when Babe Ruth was actually there. Remember, the Red Sox won the World Series in 1918. By 1919, Ruth was gone. We know the rest of the story. But on this day, Carl Mays of the Red Sox pitched two complete games in a doubleheader, splitting with the Yankees, shutting them out 2-0 with a win, and a loss 4-1 happened on this day in 1919. On this day, 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the draft eviction conviction of Muhammad Ali. Sets him up to resume his career, which he would do with the fight of the century at Madison Square Garden against Joe Frazier. And the rest, as they say, is history. But think about those, 2 years or so that we lost of Muhammad Ali's prime as he sat out. 1975, on this day, I remember kind of when this happened. It was at the Western Open in Chicago. Lee Trevino and four of his playing partners are struck by lightning. Fortunately, all five suffer minor burn injuries. You know, Jacob, I don't know about you, but that's one thing I don't want to take on. Lightning. I'm not interested in taking on lightning. No.
No. I would lose.
I don't think so. I don't think so. 1992, on this day, the first time that the Dream Team comes together to play in an exhibition. Cuba, the unfortunate opponent, falls 133-57. Interesting days on the NBA draft. Something about this day and being the first pick. 1995, Joe Smith, the first pick out of Maryland by the Golden State Warriors. 2000, Cincinnati power forward Kenyon Martin, first pick by the New Jersey Nets. 2005, Utah center Andrew Bogut, the first pick by the Milwaukee Bucks. And in 2006, power forward Andre Bagnani, the first pick by the Toronto Raptors. And if that doesn't beat all, 2007, Ohio State center Greg Oden, the first pick by the Portland Trailblazers. You know, really, when you start
over
to think about it,
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, when you start to think about it, that's a fairly undistinguished group until Anthony Davis.
I mean,
was
not
picked.
Total.
Not a total bust. Kenyon Martin had some minutes before injuries really slowed him down. Joe Smith was a good player in the NBA, but not a star by any stretch, right?
Right. Totally.
Andrew Bogut was probably a washout with the Bucks.
He had some decent years.
He was okay. Greg Oden's the poster child for first round picks.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. Kind of follows him around a little bit. But There you go. On this day in sports history. The Dream Team in 1992, as they prepared for the Barcelona Olympics. If you haven't seen the 30 for 30 on that, you really should. It may be one of, in a series that never disappoints, it may be one of the best ones, period. Just fantastic. Can't get enough of the Dream Team. Really good stuff. All right, close it out. Get you ready for the rest of the day here on your station for Sports KFH, and look forward to tomorrow as well.
Got fireworks? We do. Wholesale Fireworks. Celebrate America this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.